Welcome to Samuel Construction Group. One moment, we're connecting your call.
Samuel Construction Group, how can I help you?
Hey Samuel, it's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
Fine.
Good. So I know you and I talked yesterday and you were wanting to kind of mull things over with your partner and have me follow up with you today.
Mm-hmm.
So were you ready to get the account set up or?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have your information in front of me and okay, good. That all saved. Just as a recap, we're doing Frederick, right? 188 Thomas Johnson Drive, Suite 203.
Correct.
Okay.
You were saying that you're going to talk to your team to see if they can merge the two business or.
Yes, they definitely can. It's up to you if you want them to do that or not. If you want them to do that, I'll put it in the notes and I'll have them complete that for you. Would you rather have everything just go out of the Frederick address since that's your new address?
And when the merge, how are you going to do with our reviews for the second one? How are they going to
do? You know what? I don't know if the reviews would stick or if not. Let me ask them in that department real quick. One second.
Okay.
I'm going to put, yeah, no problem. It's better to be safe than sorry, right? Yeah, I'll ask them. One second here. We work on a G-chat system throughout the office, so if I chat them, usually someone will get back to me within a couple of minutes. So. I'm going to send them a link to both of the Google business pages, too, so they can look at it. So,
let them give us a good recommendation.
And you have access to both pages, so that'll be easy. As long as you add us, they'll be able to go in and have it. But I just want to send them.
Yes, I will need you to
It says we can merge them. When merged, both reviews will combine. Oh, okay, good. So the reviews will stay together. It's just that you'll have all of them combined.
Okay, since we have 3.9 review in the other side, and we have four reviews, both chiefs, maybe they might. Four.
Yeah, you have the 3.9 for Rockville, and then you have the 5-star for Frederick, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they can up to maybe 4 point something.
Yeah, and you're gonna have, rather than just having four, you'll have 19 Google reviews on there.
Yeah, maybe they might bring them up to 4 point something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it'll be up to four point something for sure. Let's see.
Okay. Another thing I'm thinking about is I didn't give notice to the company. I mean, the other company doing our AdWords.
Okay.
So they also have access. of our Google My Business.
Oh.
I don't know. Yes.
If they're doing AdWords, they don't need access. You could probably just go in there and remove them. Because Google AdWords, all they have to do is a Google AdWords account, and then they just they run ads for you on that. They shouldn't have to get into your Google business profile.
Yeah, because they're the one who opened the second business profile. They're the one who
opened
it, and we'll just try ourselves to how do you say optimize it, or how can I say?
That's a good word to use. Absolutely.
Yes,
you know more about
that.
This than you think you do, Andrew. Or Samuel. I'm sorry,
I mean,
I said Andrew.
That's fine. We're trying to do things ourselves, because when we trust the company doesn't do what we expect them to do. For example, they open Google My Business, but they didn't write the content properly.
So they created this Google My Business page and added you as an owner, or did you create it and add them as a manager?
No, they are the one who created it.
They created
and
it. Okay.
Because the Rockville one, they were saying that they need to create a new one, because that one, the Rockville one, had some negative reviews on it. So they need to create a new one so that they can optimize it. I mean, do Google AdWords with that one. But what I'm just thinking about is that they gave us access recently. So because when we was online, checking our business online, we saw that there were not a lot of, for example, description of what we're doing. And a lot of things we wanted to put some picture on it, but they didn't do that. They didn't do some, I mean, according to us, our business profile wasn't completed.
Oh,
so
we added
some stuff on it ourselves, like picture, like description of what we're doing, or even some other stuff. So my concern is that merging the two business together or doing certain things together, you're going to, they will just see it themselves online. They will see, hold on a second. How can I help you? So, are you here?
Yeah, so you said your concern is that they're going to see the page online?
No, they're going to see the two business merging together, the two Google My Business.
Okay.
But I didn't let them know. I didn't tell them what I'm about to do. Let's see, they just see already that we merge all everything together without informing them. Maybe they might take this one as an excuse, saying that, hey, you went to destroy everything we did, and now that is the reason why you don't have business, because we designed you a separate business now, and now you've merged it together with the old one. You don't even tell us. Now you're doing a lot of things online against us. You see what I mean? And they might find excuse and think that is...
Well,
they
could be doing more for you than just Google AdWords then, because if they're only doing Google AdWords, then they don't need access to any of that, right? So that's the pay-per-click program, you know, where you're paying for each click, and they don't have to have access to your Google business profile to run Google AdWords. But what I would suggest, because you were asking me yesterday what my expert opinion is I would suggest keep the Frederick and keep the Rockville separate, because it's going to be very difficult for you to get a business profile in Rockville if you merge it, and it's an extra area where you could get exposure, right? So I would keep it, and then we could put a call tracking number on Frederick, which is the one we're doing, so that you can see the results that are coming from our program. And then what I can do just as a courtesy is I'll send you a review generator email for Rockville. So even though you don't really use that listing anymore, you can send out the little email that says, hey, thank you for using my service. If you're happy with it, please click here to leave a review. And then some fresh five-star reviews will start going up on the Rockville one, and pretty soon you'll have a 4-point-something star rating anyway. And those old reviews back in the past that were like one star, those will become ancient history because those will get pushed so down that nobody's ever going to see them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do. I would keep them separate, and then I would just work on getting some. And anybody can write you a five-star review for that Rockville one. When I send you that review generator email, you can send it to a friend or a relative or a colleague. It doesn't even have to be a person that actually ever hired you. If it is an actual client, of course, that's even better because they can attest to your work. But let's say that it's a friend of yours or a partner or something, they can go in and put, hey, Samuel Construction Group is a trusted business in the community. He has many years of industry expertise. Don't hesitate to hire him, because all of that is true. You know what I mean? And then they can put five stars on there. So that's what I would recommend doing. And now that my technician told me that if he merges them, the reviews will kind of combine. So if you change your mind and let's say next month you say, you know what, Tina, I changed my mind. I want to merge them. I don't want to keep them separate anymore. Then no problem. We can merge them at that time. So we don't have to merge them right away in order to get you results. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah.
My other question is that, what is the impact that can cause me negatively or positively when I have two separate business? You see that the positive part is that it gotta be difficult for us to have a business in Rockville, right? That is what you're saying. And in the long run, what is that gonna help me in the future that I have business in Rockville?
If you take on clients still from the Rockville and some of the surrounding areas, it would benefit you to have a Google listing up in that area, because let's say that you're looking for McDonald's, right, and you're in Frederick and you pull up one in Rockville, chances are you'd be like, oh, never mind, I'll just go to a different fast food because I wanted one right here. But if you pull up McDonald's and you're in Rockville and you see that there's one in Rockville, then that's great. You're going to use it, right? So there's many businesses that have multiple locations. So that's not going to hurt you at all to have two listings. It won't hurt you.
Yeah. Okay. But the question is that, am I optimizing the business in Rockville?
No. No, we wouldn't touch that one unless you hired us to do it, and you know that there's money involved with that, just like there would be for the Frederick one. But as a courtesy, I would send you the review generator email so you can work on getting some five-star reviews on that one to minimize the results of those one-star reviews that were left in the past, because pretty soon they'll become irrelevant if you get some more five stars here and there on that listing.
I understand. I'm just saying that if we are not working on the Rockville business, how is that going to impact my business positive? Because we are not doing any optimization on that business in Rockville, right?
Right.
We're not doing anything. How is that business going to pop up in front of customers?
It won't be on the first page, but you'll still have a Google listing. So let's say that you went out and you bid on some work, right? And let's say that they're considering hiring you, and then they're like, hey, I'm going to do a little bit of due diligence and just look this company up. And they look you up, they'll still be able to find both of the Google listings. And when one has a five-star rating and the other one has a 4.7 or something because you work on some reviews, then all of a sudden they're like, wow, this is a big company. They have two locations. They have tons of positive reviews. We think we'll hire them. Mm-hmm. So So, that Rockville one won't come on the first page under your keywords because you're not paying anybody to optimize it, but it'll still be out there as a platform to add credibility to your service, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I see.
So if it were me, I'd keep it, but if you feel more comfortable in merging them, we can do that too.
Okay, let's go ahead and keep it for the moment. Because another thing I want you to do is that I don't want the other company, doing my Google ad because I haven't fired them.
Yes.
I need to get more proofs showing that maybe they're not doing what I want them to do. What I'm getting now to do with you guys, I didn't let them know, I didn't tell them, and I won't need to remain at this point at that level without them knowing anything. Because it doesn't interfere with what they're doing. As I know, it doesn't, right?
Well, at the same token, Samuel, it's your business. You have a right to do whatever you want with it. If they're not giving you results, you know, you have to do something, because here's the reality is in Frederick over the last 30 days, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but right now you have a weak internet presence because you're not ranking, and who knows what they're doing with the Google ads because you're getting calls from other states, right? So there's business that's in your backyard that's slipping through your fingers because they're doing something that they don't know what they're doing, or I don't know if they're doing it on purpose to make more money out of you. I can't speak for that company, but at some point, you know, you have to go in and say, hey, I want to, you know, be able to capture some of this business now and not wait for them to fix things, you know, because you've been very patient with them, it sounds like. You know, you've been more than patient with them. And that's fair, but at the same token, it's your business. Because I'm not saying, you know, oh, come over to Local Splash and you're going to get 1,018 clients come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But if that's the current search volume over the last 30 days, and we know that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page, for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, right? So that's all I'm saying is, you know, it's a smart business decision on your part, but you shouldn't have to sneak around and feel bad about it. You should tell them, hey, I had to do something because you guys weren't performing. I got calls from other states, and I don't do work in other states, you know? So how can I make money on that? You can't. You know what I mean?
Okay. But
yeah, you can't make money on that stuff.
I see. You guys are doing, unless we get the package which you guys are combining with the AdWord on it, that is a different thing, right? Because you gotta have I think it's a $900-something package.
So with AdWords, if you wanted to do the Platinum Premier package that includes the AdWords and the Facebook ads, it would be $599 monthly. I would put you into a discounted rate, and I would still do $99 for the setup fee. If you want just the Google optimization, the local SEO, and AdWords, then that program would be $499 monthly.
But my question is that your AdWord, it means that how much at the budget we're going to use daily?
Oh, so the budget is $300 for the month. So we would set a daily ad spend at somewhere around $9 a day. And that's so that $300 will stretch throughout the whole month, and that you'll never get an unexpected $1,000 bill because we put a cap on it. So what happens is each morning your ads will go up, in all the designated areas that are local to you in Frederick. We're not going to set a huge radius so that you get calls from other states, right? We'll be strategic about where we run the ads. So your ads would go up every morning, and that's free. You don't pay anything. But once people start clicking on it, and you exceed that $9 budget, then you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing, because that will prevent you from getting a huge bill at the end of the month. And in the meantime, you're still on the first page right below the paid ads in the local map section. And with that section, you're up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks.
Okay.
So if you do that, you get kind of the best of both worlds.
Say it again.
If you do the AdWords with the package, you get the best of both worlds, because you would be in the sponsored ads strategically, and then you would also be in the local map section of Google, which is the highest revenue generating section. You would also be showing there, but in that section, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. Now, the benefit of doing the combination with the ads, there's two benefits to it. Number one is, I already told you, it takes approximately 30 to 45 days with the local map optimization because of the hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. Ads, we can get running very quickly. I told you yesterday 2 weeks, but we've done it on a special request before in 3 days. So that's the first benefit, is you'll get them up and running a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And the second benefit is you can target wherever you want with them without having an address. So let's say, and I'm not talking about another state, but let's say that you have a Beverly Hills type area that's 30 minutes away that you want to take work from. You're probably not going to reach there with the local listing for Frederick, but with the ads, we can run them wherever you want. So we can target those high-end areas for you with the ads. So that's the two benefits to doing the combo with the ads.
Okay, I see. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, and either way, Samuel, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, either way, you're not married to the way you set it up now. So if you set it up now with or without the ads, there is no problem if you change your mind a month or two down the road. You could always call back and modify it where you take the ads off or you add them at that time. So you might want to do the combination with the ads just for 1 month, right? And then next month, once everything's rolling, you can take them off. So it's not like if you committed to $5.99 monthly today or $4.99 monthly that you would be stuck with it, because we're a month-to-month program for a reason. We allow you to go month-to-month and track the results that you're getting and kind of pay as you go. So if you ever want to modify things, you can call in and make adjustments. All we ask is that you would call us, you know, 3 business days prior to your billing, which would be the 25th. So since today's the 25th, you would always be billed on the 25th. So if you ever wanted to make revisions, you just let us know as far as with the packages, and then we can do that and set up the invoices correctly before you're charged. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. So my question is that, when you talk about $9 as a budget for a business, $9, that even click, which costs $9.
So,
keyword, I say keyword. From keyword, that's from keyword $8. I don't know how you guys are being charged by Google. Maybe you'll be charging less than that. I don't know. Because it depends on the kind of keyword you guys are using. If you use something like, maybe remodeling or handyman are cheaper or something like that, depending. So I'm just talking about, a budget of $9. Do you think $9 as a budget daily, people will just click once, that's it, or twice? I'm just asking.
It's true if they put you in a keyword that's more expensive like that, but I've also seen them where they do some research behind the scenes and they look at which keywords are bringing the most revenue and which ones are most cost effective. And let's say that they find some good keywords that would work wonderful for the services that you offer that are $1 per click. Then in that case, you would have, you know, 9 people clicking on it each day before you rotate off. And then there's other days where you might get a click that's $15 a click, and okay, so that person clicked on it and now your ad spend is done for the day, right? So it all depends on the different keywords that you're running, but that's the benefit of hiring a company to do it rather than trying to do it yourself, is that we, you know, as a premier partner, have a support staff at Google, and we can put you in the keywords where the budget would stretch and you would get the most bang for your buck, you know? So as far as do I think 300 is enough, I don't know. I think it's a good starting point. You know, that's why when we do bundle with the ads, we always recommend the minimum of 300. So you could try it that way and you might get phenomenal results and say, hey, it's working great and I'm going to keep it like this, right? Or you might say, hey, I did pretty good with it, but I want to do even better. So now I want to increase that to 500. Right? So you can always increase the budget down the road if you wanted to. But I'm also a believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, right? So sometimes I get people that call me that say, hey, I want AdWords and I want to put $2,000 into it and get started. And I tell them, look, if that's what you want to do, you know, I'll take your money and I'll set it up at $2,000. But why not crawl before you can walk? You know, why not start with a smaller, more conservative budget, get your phone ringing, track the jobs that are coming in, and then based on that, you would increase the budget. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, because if you put 300 into it and you didn't get any return, then, you know, then I saved that company money on, you know, them doing a higher budget, right? But if you do 300 and let's say you made 3,000 on return, then you're like, hey, I'm doing a 10-to-1 return on investment. So if I increase the budget, I'm going to get a 10-to-1 result, you know?
Okay. Yeah, push it. So another thing would be, let's say if we also had five star reviews on the Rockville one, maybe we can decide just to optimize that one or using that business instead to use we can hire 2 different companies to work on the 2 separate business, right? It's possible, right?
Okay.
Did you understand my
question? So you would want to keep the Frederick one under the company you're using, and then you would hire us to do the Rockville one?
No, I'm saying that. Is it possible that somebody might do that? Hold on a second. Okay. I was just asking. No, I was asking if let's say I have 2 Google profiles, like right now.
And, yes.
We're gonna work on the Frederick one. The next time, can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Okay. Are you here?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. I was saying that, let's say you, since we have 2 business, so we can optimize that 2 business differently, right? It's also possible.
Yes, you could.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So, if you wanted to do that, what we could do is the package that you're getting is combined with Facebook ads, right? So we could take the Facebook ads off for the Rockville one and just do the local map optimization, and that would be $199 monthly. So if you wanted us to program both of the listings to be on the first page, you could do that. Mm-hmm. And I think the total for both would be, let's see, $299 plus $199. Mm-hmm. That would be $498. But you would get both of the businesses optimized on the first page in the different areas. So one would be ranking on the first page in Frederick, and one would be ranking on the first page in Rockville. And then you'd have that Facebook ads running that would be combined.
he sounds interesting. I mean, the problem now is that we need to have more reviews on the Rockville one, right?
Right.
Yeah. Need to have more reviews on the Rockville.
Well, I can manually send you that review generator email for both of the, I could do that for both of the profiles for you. That way you can pick and choose when you do a new job, you can pick and choose which one you want to send, you know?
Okay. Here's what you want, Siri.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking here with my partner.
Okay.
Elman.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Can you tell me again the price for the two you've seen?
The price for the two would be $498. And then the setup fee would go on the first payment. Yeah, so it would be $597 today.
$498. That is what we have to. Okay, this is what I was thinking. Since the one in Rockville still have 3.9 star, you can send us email for to request a review so that we can work on it to take it up, you know.
Okay.
To more reviews. Once we get 4.something. Now you guys will jump on it too to optimize it as well in Rockville. You could
start with Frederick, and then once you get that other one up on the reviews, you could call us at that time and tell us to start optimizing that one. You don't have to add both of them right now. I would still put it in the notes, the pricing that I gave you, so you could still get that same pricing down the road if you wanted to.
Okay. And in the meantime, about our SEO, we're talking about. So, I'm talking about the Google AdWords. Since we still working with this company, we need to meet with them, and maybe as soon as we end our contract with them, we don't have any contract, it's month to month. Since we disconnect with them, now
yes.
We will find out to see if can increase, I mean, we can also do Google AdWords with you guys. At this point, we want to sign up for the optimization, which we were talking about for, you said, the 5-9 something, you know.
Yes, that's why I recommended the Platinum package, because that's the one that doesn't have the Google Ads in it. But down the road, absolutely, when you stop working with that other company and you want us to do the Google Ads, you can call us and we can put those on at that time. But right now, you don't have to, right, because you already have them running and you're still working with them until the month is out or, you know, whenever that agreement ends.
And because you got to do a conflict. You got to, if you ask you guys to do AdWords, they're doing AdWords, that is a conflict. Which we're going to have, right? So.
Right. So do you want us to get started now or do you want to wait until that happens?
Yes.
And okay, we'll get started now.
No.
So is it going to be,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say Visa or MasterCard, what works best?
No, hold on. I'm saying that we're not going to do the AdWords right now because they are doing the AdWords and they got to, it can have a conflict because if you guys do those, if we ask you guys to do AdWords and they're doing AdWords, they're going to have a certain conflict, right?
Yeah, I agree. We're much better at running them because we wouldn't be running them out of state and doing a huge radius like they are. But at the same token, I wouldn't want to run AdWords while they're running it. You know what I mean? So I think that what you're doing right now is much smarter. You know, just start with the $2.99 package for now. And then once you get on the first page in your ranking and you discontinue the agreement with them, then you can call us and we can put the AdWords on at that time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So is it your name on the credit card, Samuel, or is it the company name or both?
No, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use a different credit card.
Okay. Whenever you find it, just let me know how your name reads, if it's just first and last or if there's a middle initial on there or something.
Hold on. Okay, okay.
You found it?
Okay. Yeah, this is a MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. And then is it Samuel and then NGON or is there a middle name or initial on it?
Yeah, the last name is NGON.
Okay.
But the first name.
Mhm. Go ahead.
Okay, well,
the first name is
the first
what?
Name is Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Chelsea.
And the last
okay.
name is NGON.
Okay, so that's your partner's card, right? And she's there right
yes,
now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
and then
yes.
Is the billing address the one in Rockville or the one in Frederick?
Frederick.
Okay, so let me copy that over because we just had the other one. So hold on. Actually, just give me the billing address so I don't have to go back to the other page.
1722.
1722.
Uh-huh.
Dongwu Drive. D as a Daniel, A, O as the octopus, G as a girl, W as weapon, O as octopus, O as octopus, D as a Daniel.
1722 Dogwood Drive. Okay, and that's in Frederick.
21701.
21701. Got it. Okay, 21701. Okay, and then the card number, please.
5218.
Okay.
5311.
Okay.
0520.
Okay.
6669.
Okay. Expiration?
629.
And the code?
314.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Samuel and Chelsea, is I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Some of this is going to be a little repetitive of what I just asked Samuel yesterday. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, okay? So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Samuel Consortium Group.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
It's going to be my name or the owner?
Oh, it just wants you to say your name. So you could say Chelsea and your last name and that you're a partner or something. It just wants to know your name.
Okay. Sorry about that. Can you start over?
Yeah, so it says please state your name and title with the company.
Okay. Okay, you want to, because we hear too. You want to take it over again?
You could just do it, Samuel, since you're on the phone, okay? We'll just use your name, okay?
Yeah.
So, I'll start over. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sammy Construction Group, LLC.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Samuel Mengon. And this is the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Sure.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Sure.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Always, yes.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
All that means, Samuel, is you told us all about the other company already with the AdWords, and we're aware of that. But if you do anything else additional, which you shouldn't have to, but if you do, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with our programming, okay?
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, it's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have a 12 noon open or a 1 p.m., or would you prefer to do it later in the day? Because we could do it as late as 5 12. O'clock if you want.
No, 12. I won't have time because...
Good. Okay. I like it that you're doing it right away, because that way, you know, the sooner you get that done, the sooner the ball gets rolling, so to speak. Now, Chelsea, I got an error message on the card. It says it was declined. Do you have to authorize it through your bank or?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get a notification from your bank that Local Splash is trying to process $398, you can just approve it, and then I'll try to process it again, and we'll make sure that it goes through.
Yes, she's working on it.
Okay, yeah, because if not, they won't let me schedule that appointment. I have to have the account set up first. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just trying to make sure. Okay, there we go. So what I'm going to do, Samuel, is I'm going to block out the whole hour from 12 to 1 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, I'm going to send you a text message as soon as the payment goes through that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. That's the one that I want you to go in and acknowledge with your e-signature, because we'll ensure that the pricing never goes up. So even though I'm giving you the platinum package that sells for a lot more on our website, you're going to be grandfathered into this rate once you do that e-signature.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you give us a call, Simak, let's say in the next 15 minutes, if the payment doesn't go through, maybe we might find additional...
unless she has a different card that she want me to use. I don't mind calling you back because I have some other calls that I can call real quickly within the 15 minutes, and then I can circle back to you then, unless there's a different payment method she wants to use. But it sounds like this one's good, right?
Good morning. My name is Christy.
Okay. Man, that's fine. You can go.
Okay. All right. I'll call you in 15 minutes then, okay? And also, if you guys need me, I'm at extension 777. So I'll text you my direct line right now, Samuel, just so that you have it. My name is Tina. I think I sent it to you yesterday, but just so you have a fresh one. And that's also our customer support number. So once you talk to the technician, if you ever want to make any updates, you would use that same number, and you would just hit option 1. So 777 for me, and then option 1 for a customer support.
Can you give me your phone number?
Yep, I sent it to your cell phone, the 240-595-8580, okay? I just sent it to you.
Thank you. The phone number you called me yesterday was different. Okay. I'm going to see.
So, Samuel, I'll clear the line just so that she can get that payment to authorize through the bank, and I'll call you back in 15 minutes, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.